And here we go. I know one of my favorite songs from the Stax era. One of my favorite songs.
It's one of my favorites.
So when Isaac Hayes started writing for my mama and him, Auntie Sheila, she was only about 17 years old. And my granddad had to actually write a waiver for her to even work with this grown man. Sexy Isaac Hayes. But the way she pretty much talked to y'all about it, she said, well, she was just, you know, a young girl. And she wanted him to daddy hear about that. Now that's a real fan over there. She must be a Harry talking about teach me. You know. All that was now, you know what that was. That was that fire. That was that fire coming out. I like it. I'm worried. But I want to tell you how she told y'all. From a young girl's perspective. Is that all right? All right. I'm just a young girl. I don't have a way to love. Just to please you. Yeah, that's someone I love. I'm on this issue.
Vegetarian said to the pretty little maid, I can't meet you at all today, but I'll keep a rendezvous in a garden built for two, for I have loads of lovely things that I must say.
Ooh, you my sweet potato, but our cauliflower dear, so let us see the parsnip and spice this thing right here. I have an 18-carat ring bought with my celery and onion finger, I will place it. You've been so nice to me, and if my rival turnip, I artichoke him dead, I'll tie a string bean round his neck, a pumpkin full of lead. So honey, let us beat it to a taxi cabbage near. We'll have that parsnip tomatoes and a radish church right here.
Sweet potatoes, but I guess a cauliflower did. So let us see the parsnip and squash this thing right here.
I have an 18-carat ring bought with my celery and onion finger. I would place it cause you've been so nice to me.
And if my rival turned up, I artichoke him dead.
I'll tie a string bean round his neck, a pumpkin full of lead.
So honey, let us beat it to a taxi cabbage near.
We'll have that parsnip tomatoes
in a radish church right here.
Oh,
company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana. Hello, friends and family of Jim Rogers. WMCO, New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, the Audio Now Network at area code 515-605-9542. Listen by telephone, loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, radiophoenix.org, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.fm, McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including our own slbradio.org/radio. Today, Mike Stout joins us just before 8 o'clock to talk about Homestead Steel Mill, the final 10 years, a book he has authored, also about an educational program called Homestead Steel to Green New Deal with labor historian Charlie McCollister. At 8:20, Christine Bethea will be here to talk about Women of Visions, a 40th anniversary celebration taking place this year in honor of the organization's work in promoting women artists of color. We'll talk with Christine at 8:20. At 10 o'clock, live in studio, about half a dozen teens, all honored by the 2021 Carnegie Library Teen Media Awards Program in 2D art and filmmaking. And then just after 11 o'clock, Mark Dignam, live in studio to talk with us. It's great to have you here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
When you're
is getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. September 11th at Shamhala Center. Thank you for meeting us here this morning. And I spent a lot of the past few months debating how we'd spend September 11th, 2021 together. We certainly will not ignore today's anniversary, but at the same time, I feel obligated to have a sense of normalcy for us too, especially given the fact that other places you can be tuned in right now have turned over so much programming to the anniversary. I'll share a few stories, and there'll be some times this morning when you can also, on or off the air, talk about the day's events. But we'll also have absolutely our usual mix of acoustic music and family fun, as we always do. A milestone for us this week, because I'm proud to tell you that the process of our studio expansion, the actual construction progress, took a major first step this week. As the design and drawings reached a final stage, and our builder is now under contract to begin construction. We hope to be done well before the end of the year, hopefully. Sometime next month or in early November, and we're very excited about that. Thank you for your support as we work to build a youth media center that will add 3 studios, 2 classrooms, a lounge area, 6 high-end workstations for media creation, and a new performance area. You'll be able to hear the difference on the radio, not only in a better environment to present live music, but also by hearing more features produced by youth. Good morning to Zach. I'm glad you like the music playing now. Allison Brown is letting it rip along with Jake Shimo Bakura. It's from Allison's album called The Song of the Banjo. She can play, can't she? Let's now give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time to see if you can solve our pop quiz. Thomas and Tina Tuttle are having a party, a tea party, in fact, and they plan a menu that will include only things starting with the letter T. Can you name 10 foods or beverages for their party? Anything can be served as long as they begin with the letter T. They have that odd requirement. 412-200-5200. 1-888-346-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We hope you will add to the menu. Again, we are looking for things to eat or drink that start with the letter T. 412-200-5975. I have a ritual every Wednesday, Thursday, sometimes Friday, of looking for music that is available to add to our library through the various record companies and musicians that we interact with. Doing it weekly is about the right thing to do to make sure I never miss anything. And I almost, there are a few sources that I look at week in and week out. And it's the kind of thing that if you don't do it every week, you fall behind and you miss things. And I almost did not visit the source last night because it was getting late and I hadn't looked at it. And I'm really glad that I did, because there is a new album out that was not on my radar whatsoever. And it's called Home in This World, Woody Guthrie's Dust Bowl Ballads. And it's an album of different artists covering songs done by Woody Guthrie, originally done by Woody Guthrie. And it's a terrific album. We'll play a few songs from it today, starting with this one.
Well, I just blowed in and I got them Dust Bowl blues. I just blowed in and I got them Dust Bowl blues. Well, I just blowed in and I'll blow back out again. I guess you heard about every kind of blue. Guess you just about heard about every kind of blues. But when the dust gets high, you can't even see the sky. I seen the dust so black that I couldn't see a thing. I seen the dust so black that I couldn't see a thing. So cold, oh, it nearly cut your water off. I seen the wind so high that it blow my fences down. I seen the wind so high that it blow my fences down. Buried my tractor 6 feet underground. Well, it turned my farm into a pile of sand. It turned my farm into a pile of sand. I had to hit that road with a bottle in my hand. I spent 10 years down in that old dust bowl. Been 10 years down in that old dust bowl. But when you get that dust pneumonia, boy, it's time to go. I had a gal and she was young and sweet. I had a gal and she was young and sweet. But a dust storm buried her 1,600 feet. She was a good old gal, long, tall, and stout. She was a good gal, long, tall, and stout. I had to get a steam shovel darling, these dusty blues are the dustiest ones I know. These dusty bowl blues are the dustiest ones I know. Bury my head over heels in the black old dust.
That is a group called Shovels and Rope. And Dust Bowl Blues from that brand new album featuring the music of Woody Guthrie. Little intentional distortion in that cut. Do not adjust your radio. Well, we're looking for things to eat or drink. Starting with the letter T for the party hosted by the Tuttles, Thomas and Tina Tuttle. And Dan in Squirrel Hill has tea, tuna, turnips, tomatoes, tabbouleh, turkey, tongue, toast, tangerine, Tootsie Rolls, and Twizzlers. He has one other. Tapenade. Which is a mix of pureed olives, capers, and anchovies. Nice high-class spread there. Neil in Greencastle has tea, tapioca, tapas, tenderloin, Toblerone, chocolate, taro, tacos, taffy, tri-tip, toast, toddy, tofu, tomatoes, tostada, tuna, tutti frutti, and he's going to finish it all off with Tums. Linda and Fred have tomato, tamale, tang, tea, a T-bone steak, tortilla, a tortilla or two, turkey, turnips, turtle soup, and some tacos. Tommy organized his menu on the starters section, tomato bisque or tortellini. You can have your choice of either of those. Vegetables tonight include turnips. On the fish side, tilapia, tuna, tarpon, and trout. Our Tex-Mex menu includes tamales and tomatillas and Tabasco peppers. Beverages tonight, tea or Tia Maria or tequila. And desserts are trifle and tiramisu. Tommy and I will be back to take your order momentarily. Tommy in Pleasant Hills has tapioca, tab, the soda, tangerines, tacos, tuna salad, Triscuits, Tito's, tortillas, turtle doves, and Texas toast. And another Tom, this one in Stallstown, listening with the wife Barbara, also organized his menu. Tonight for appetizers, we have tomato soup, tossed salad, or tapas. Our entrees today include turkey, T-bone, tuna, and trout. For sides, you have your choice of turnips, tomatoes, or tater tots, and for dessert we have tiramisu, tapioca, or Toll House cookies. Jim in Crafton Heights is offering turtle soup, tetley tea, tornadoes of beef, tomato salad, tangerine sorbet, turkey tortellini, tripe, tiramisu, and truffles. Russ in North Carolina has tea, tang, tacos, tortilla, toast, tangerines, tangelos, tenderloin, teriyaki, turkey, trout, tilapia, tuna, tater tots, tomatoes, turnips, tofu, taffy, tea berry, tarts, tapioca, and Twix. A few others. Bob in Washington, good morning. Tea tostadas, toast, tortellini, tacos, tang, tomatoes, tiramisu, true crime wine, a Tom Collins, taquitos, and tagliatelle. And finally, at least for now, Tom says that Tomasa Toter Taco Wagon down Tanque Verde La Carretera in Tucson, and she was looking forward to preparing tajunto made with turtle, tripe, tomatoes, corn tortillas, and a small shot of tequila, along with some tamales made with turkey, and providing a selection of tostados and tapas, all finished off with a cold Tecate. Well done. Zach has turmeric tuna, tacos, tortillas, tortellini, taquitos, turkey, toss salad, tepid tea, and Tic Tacs for dessert. And Jim at Black Ridge has tea sandwiches, tapioca, tomatoes, tomato soup, toast, tacos, tostadas, and tempura and tri-tips. I think I've got them all there. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. I want some tea food. Mama, I'm hungry all of a sudden. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services available everywhere using apps like TuneIn, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, AHA, and slbradio.org/radio.
T for Texas, T for Tennessee.
T for Texas, T for Tennessee.
T for Thelma.
That gal that made a wreck out of me.
If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stop. No, no. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't.
Thank you.
cherry wine.
Robert Earl Keen and T for Texas. Yolanda Fernandez de Cofino passed away this week at the age of 87. She and her husband Jose Maria Cofino are from Guatemala and achieved something that you've heard of and that is known throughout the world and maybe even that you've served or eaten. More in a moment.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
This is Peggy Greb with the Edgewood Symphony Orchestra. We're so thrilled to be part of Radical Days, featuring free events and activities across the Pittsburgh region in September and October. We would love for you to join us for Edgewood's return to live performances on Saturday, October 9th at 7:30 p.m. at the Edgewood Presbyterian Church. This free one-hour concert will feature separate performances by our winds, brass, and string sections. Radical Days is sponsored by the Allegheny Regional Asset District. Your sales tax dollars at work in our libraries, parks, regional attractions, arts and cultural organizations, and more. Visit radworkshere.org for more information.
Yolanda and Jose mentioned a few moments ago purchased the very first McDonald's franchise in Guatemala in 1974. Their children now run it since 2018. But Yolanda is known because she invented the Happy Meal in Guatemala. She had the idea in the 70s to create a meal specifically designed to help parents feed their children more easily. She created the concept for a meal once she acquired the country's first McDonald's franchise. And the idea was to make it easier to choose what to eat with smaller portions. She called it the Ronald menu, and originally it was a hamburger, small fries, and a sundae in a bag, making it easier for parents to buy children a meal without spending too much money or too much time examining the menu. The toy would come later, and she is considered the originator of the Happy Meal. She received a Ronald Award for creating the menu. And she also originated the concept of having children's parties in restaurants and received the highest award McDonald's gives, and national and international awards as well. So the Happy Meal, with its origins in Guatemala, which might be surprising given that we associate McDonald's with all things United States. I'll post that article so you can take a look at it. She passed away just this week, September 6th, at the age of 87. Let's give you a chance now, shall we? To earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge, it's time to see if you can solve our history riddle. If you have ever wondered about his nickname, his once having wrestled a ferocious animal is the reason. Born on September 11th, 1913 in Arkansas, he led his high school football team to the state championship in the 1930 season. He stayed part of the game for the rest of his life and became a name most sports fans know because of his great success, especially in Alabama, with players such as a guy called Broadway Joe. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. Good luck. Carolina Chocolate Drops now with some music to think by.
See my baby
peeping through the bars.
She bowed her head,
waved both hands at me.
She bowed her head
and waved both hands at me.
I'm prison bound,
longing to be free.
Like a willow,
morning like a dove.
Got a girl up the country
that I really love.
Loving
hand in mine.
My heart goes out to all you people who live your life up in the sky, never setting foot upon this earth without the urge to shut your eyes. If I ever forget to pray, I'll think of you. Help me find my peace someday.
Find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday.
Sometimes the heart can feel too much, and the eyes can see too clear, and there's no way to shield yourself from everything you see and hear. If I ever forget to pray, I'll think of you. Help me find my peace someday.
Find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday. Gonna find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday.
Would that I could fly away with you and keep you safe within my arms, but I just stay on earth with every nerve and wrestle angels one by one. If I ever forget to, I'll think of you. Help me find my peace someday.
Find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday. Find my peace someday. Find my peace someday.
Is all gone empty. I just walk from room to room, looking for some kind of satisfaction. And Mary, all I find is you. If I ever forget to pray, I'll think of you. Help me find my peace someday.
Find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday. Hey, hey. I'm gonna find my peace someday. I'll find my peace someday. I won't worry, I'll find my peace someday.
Peace someday.
Find my peace someday.
Find my peace someday. Someday, someday. Peace someday.
Devilish Mary at the Saturday Light Brigade. With Peace Someday, They're out playing here and there. And you heard Carolina Chocolate Drops with Hello, Stranger. We're in the midst of our Hysteriddle right now, which I'll share again with you shortly. Speaking of live music, our Solar Concert Series is back with free outdoor shows Thursdays, 12:15 to 1 o'clock at Buell Community Park and Nova Place, both of which are just upstairs and outside of our studio location here in Allegheny Square on Pittsburgh's north side. Thanks to Bombici Acoustic for joining us last week. Coming up this Thursday, it's Red Beans and Rice with a fun mix of classic New Orleans R&B and 50s rock and roll. The series is presented by SLB in partnership with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place, with power by our pals at Zero Fossil. More details are at slbradio.org. Good morning to Holly, who got the correct answer. To our Hysteriddle. And here it is again. If you've ever wondered about his nickname, his once having wrestled a ferocious animal is the reason. Born on September 11th, 1913, in Arkansas, he led his high school football team to the state championship in the 1930 season. He stayed part of the game for the rest of his life and became a name most sports fans know because of his great success, especially in Alabama, with players such as a guy called Broadway Joe. Those last two words were enough to give it away to Tom in Stallstown, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Tom. Mike and Mars got the correct answer. So did Jim in Black Ridge. Linda, half of the dynamic duo, got it. So did John and Carrick. Bob in Washington also knew the correct answer, as did Tom in McCandless. Tommy in Virginia got the correct answer based on the very first line. And Russ in North Carolina also came up with the correct answer. We were looking for Paul Bear Bryant, who got his nickname after wrestling a circus bear at the age of 13. He was the 11th of 12 children born to his parents. The bear was captive. It was during a promotion of the carnival associated with the circus. His mother wanted him to be a minister, but Paul said, "Coaching is a lot like preaching." He attended Fortis High School, where at 6'1", he played on the school's football team as an eighth grader at that height. Wow. During his senior season, the team ended up winning the 1930 Arkansas State Football Championship. He then became known for his long association with the Alabama Crimson Tide. His first season, he went 5-4-1 as a coach. Then the next year, Alabama beat Auburn in the inaugural Liberty Bowl, the first time the Crimson Tide had beaten Auburn or appeared in a bowl game in 6 years. Then he had a quarterback named Pat Trammell, Leroy Jordan, and Billy Neighbors, and went 11-0 and defeated Arkansas in the Sugar Bowl to win the national championship. And then thereafter, that was in 1961, starting in 1962, Joe Namath became quarterback, Broadway Joe, the pride of Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. And those were some of the best years for Bear Bryant. So a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you came up with Bear Bryant. And a quick congratulatory note to some other brigadiers coming up with the correct answer, including Holly. I mentioned Holly earlier. And Devilish Mary does play at the Pittsburgh Irish Festival today at 5 o'clock, cleaning up that loose end. Congratulations if you came up with Bear Bryant.
Preacher went out walking, 'twas on one Sunday morn. It was against his religion, but he took his gun along. He shot himself some mighty fine quail and one little measly hare. But on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. Now the bear got down in the middle of the road on all fours like a great big toad and looked that preacher right square in the eye. And the preacher looked at him and said bye-bye. Started down the road and took out the run. The bear right after that preacher did come, running the run for about a mile. Then they both sat down and rested a while. The preacher got up, started again. The bear, he started out with more vim, and they ran till he spotted the tree, set up on the limb, it's a place for me. Bear got close, made a grab for him. Preacher leaped up, and he made the limb, pulled himself up and turned about, cast his eyes to the skies, and he did shout, "Oh, Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den. Also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace." So the good book do declare, "Yes, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't help that bear." Just about then, the limb let go and the preacher came tumbling down. Reached in his pocket, pulled his razor out just before he hit the ground. He hit the ground with an awful bang, it was a terrible sight. The preacher and the bear with the razor in his hair just a cutting left and right. While they rolled around on the ground, the preacher was up and then he was down. The bear let out an awful moan, it looked like the preacher was holding his own. Thought if I'd get out of here alive, that good book I will abide. I'll never sin on Sabbath day and Sunday come, I'll pray and pray to the heavens. He did glance at Lord, just give me one more chance. Then his suspenders gave away and he knocked that bear 10 feet away. Then the preacher got up and made a bound for a tree where he'd be safe and sound. Pulled himself up and turned about, cast his eyes to the skies, and he did shout, "Oh Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den. Also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace." So the good book do declare, "Yes, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't help that bear."
Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain all day. Mean clouds gathering round me ain't gonna ruin my parade. Let it rain, the flowers in my garden need a drink. They look a little pinky, don't you think? They could use a soaking rain.
Let it rain,
let it rain.
Let it rain all day. Mean clouds
Donna Ulysses here at the Saturday Light Brigade. You also heard Phil Harris, the preacher, and the bear. Good morning to Larry in Elwood City. I just noticed Larry made a comment on a post where we have a picture of Bob Vici acoustic playing last week. And he said, there are no more chairs in that room. Yes, the chairs have been moved in that large room because we're getting ready to build our expanded studio in that photo. Soon I'll put a rendering, not this morning, but I'll get a rendering of that up on our Facebook page for all to see. The chairs, which were historic and associated with the original Buell Planetarium and Little Science Theater, are still here. Have no fear. They're just in a different part of the museum. And soon there will be, let's see, 24, 40, nearly 100 chairs in that space. But thank you for noticing that in the picture. Speaking of Bombici Acoustic, you can hear their segment from last week's Saturday Light Brigade, plus our features with the Real Abilities Film Festival, Little Lake Theater, the Northern Appalachian Folk Festival Storytelling Competition, and more at neighborhoodvoices.org. You can also hear a documentary called Flight 93 Through the Eyes of Somerset County, produced by two teens who were not there for 9/11, 2001, and did a great story. In fact, I hope to play that a little bit later this morning, probably around 10 o'clock on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Radio Garden, Simple Radio, TuneIn, Streama, and slbradio.org/radio.
December when the hills were covered.
Saturday Light Brigade. That's a group called Prairie Wildfire, the song West Virginia Train.
Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Wednesday to Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5 p.m. Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
This is Juliana Grabowski from Pittsburgh Girls Choir. We are thrilled to be part of Radical Days, featuring free events and activities across the Pittsburgh region in September and October. Join Pittsburgh Girls Choir on Tuesday, September 28th, and Wednesday, September 29th, when we will be offering open rehearsals for girls in 1st through 9th grade. Radical Days is sponsored by the Allegheny Regional Asset District. Your sales tax dollars at work in our libraries, parks, regional attractions, arts, and cultural organizations.